welcome to the latest edition of In The Mix, your news and views podcast from CEMEX UK. I'm Tina Baxter, your UK Communications Advisor, and in this podcast, I'll be talking to Mike Higgins, National Technical Manager, about the new Virtua portfolio of sustainable products. But before I join Mike, here's a quick news update from across the business. Over the past few months, we've seen many teams reaching some big LTI milestones. Congratulations to UK Cement Supply Chain, who've just reached 3 years LTI free. The team from Tilby Grinding Plant, who reached 2 years LTI free. Building Products Floors, who reached 2 years LTI free. Materials Midlands, who reached 1 year LTI free. And UK Ready Mix, who reached 1 year LTI free. Congratulations and well done to everyone involved. Thank you for continuing to look after each other and making health and safety your number one priority. The Wellbeing Group have been busy rolling out campaigns this year, such as men's health, women's health, work-life balance, and good bowel health. We hope you've found the resources useful and interesting. They can all be found on the downloads page on UK News. Following the recent CEMEX Global Awards, we'd like to congratulate our UK teams who were recognised in the Health and Safety Awards category. In the Sector Awards, congratulations go to Supply Chain, Best Performance, UK Rail and Sea, Road Transportation, Best Performance, UK Cement Supply Chain, Urbanisation Solutions, Best Performance, UK Asphalt Western, Urbanisation Solutions, Most Improved, Dry Mortar Europe and Building Products UK. And in the Zero for Life Awards, congratulations go to CEMEX UK and Urbanisation Solutions EMEA. Thank you for keeping health and safety your number one priority at all times, and keep sharing your ideas and recommendations for health and safety improvements. Thanks to everyone who attended our Wellbeing and Safety Day pilots earlier this month. The previous Wellbeing and Safety Days were held annually, but the last ones being over 6 years ago, so it was felt that we needed to reintroduce them, but in a different format. The shorter sessions were full of tears, laughter from employees from all businesses, with colleagues happy to speak openly about wellbeing and safety. The open discussions, the interactions and the passion for health and safety from the delegates was energising, and the increased focus on wellbeing very relevant and engaging. There'll be some further pilots on the 18th of July in the Midlands area before the programme is rolled out regionally. If you'd like the opportunity to be part of the pilot, have a chat with your manager. With the weather warming up, teams from across the UK have been doing their lend a hand activities. The Southampton Marine team have recently volunteered at Solent Mind to dismantle a disused garden shed, painting and digging out additional space for flower beds. The West Europe Materials Operational Excellence team visited Feed the Hungry at the Coventry Food Bank, and our Wembley plant teamed up to clean up rubbish and shrubbery from around Wembley Stadium. The idea was to improve the area ahead of the FA Cup and playoff finals. We'd like to say a big well done to the team at Peterlee Mortar Plant, who won the Exceed Idea of the Month in May. The team installed a nice and simple health and safety improvement that supplements some of the visual management with a great audible reminder to keep 3 points of contact on stairways and get a grip. Sometimes the simplest ideas are the best. Now, with the holiday season almost here, don't forget you can redirect your SAP workflow to a nominated person so they can manage it while you're off. Full details on how to do this are on UK News. And that's it for our news summary. If you've got any stories you'd like to hear on a future edition of In The Mix, do get in touch with us at inthemix@cemex.com. Now it's time for our Dig Deep interview with Mike Higgins.
Hi
Hi, I'm here today for our In The Mix deep dive interview, and I'm joined by Mike Higgins, the UK National Technical Manager, who's going to talk to us today about Virtua. So, hi Mike. We launched Virtua in 2020, so how is this relaunch different?
Okay, yeah, thanks Tina. So yeah, as you rightly say, we were the first organisation to launch a ready-mix solution for lower carbon concretes back in 2020. It was certainly the right thing to do at the time, but we've moved on since then, and we've got a much more rounded, sustainable solutions offering now for the market with our new approach to Virtua. So rather than being a series of products, which is what we previously had, we now have a family of products. So all of our products, be they standard concretes or value-added products, can be part of the Virtua family or not, depending on whether they have sustainable attributes.
Thanks for that, Mike. So what makes a Virtua product? Can you explain the five attributes?
Yeah, thanks Tina. So this is actually quite an important point. We've got the overarching brand of Virtua, which is more sustainable by design. And then to be part of that Virtua family, products have to comply with a set of threshold criteria within five key attributes. So sustainability is beyond simply lower carbon. Lower carbon is a very important part of more sustainable by design brand, but so is the other five attributes. So we have lower carbon, design optimization. These are products which deliver lower CO2 based on their characteristics. Virtual recycled materials. So this is products that can contain a certain proportion of recycled material. Virtua energy efficiency, so it's becoming more sustainable through creating a more energy efficiency build, and Virtua water conservation. So a few examples of products that can fit within those, and again, they can be value-added products or not. Any of our products can conform and comply to the Virtua criteria and fall within one of these attributes headings. So water conservation feels like an easy one. It's products which allow water to pass through and return to the soil around or be managed in some way. So for ReadyMix, we've got PermaFlow or another name for PermaFlow is going to be Pervia shortly. And that's, you know, other examples could be in the asphalt business with ViaFlow. So beyond that, energy efficiency and lower carbon, a lower carbon example of a value-added product would be SuperFlow. So it's got a lower CO2 than a comparable screed, and many other standard ready-mix concretes can be classified as virtual lower carbon.
So to summarise, what are the key messages that we really want our colleagues to take away from this podcast today?
Yeah, I think, Tina, on the face of it, it can appear quite complex, but really the key message is that Virtua has evolved beyond solely lower carbon solutions. It's now a range of more sustainable solutions that position CEMEX as a sustainable solutions provider across product lines. I think the key message is if customers are looking for sustainable solutions, CEMEX has this range of products, this family of Virtua products that can support their needs. There's lots of information on the website. I think hopefully other communication methods have mentioned the support sessions we're running. We've had quite a good uptake of people contacting us seeking out further support and information on Virtua, so we'll continue to run those. If anyone needs a session, we've done them to individual people, or we've done them to groups of 4, 5, 6 people. It's fine, just get in touch and we'll arrange some deeper exploratory discussions about Virtua.
That's great. Thanks ever so much, Mike, for your time today. And like Mike said, there's plenty of information on our CEMEX UK website, and get in touch with Mike if you'd like a deeper dive session. Thanks then. Bye.